Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and tonight we're going to connect to traditions and options for birth and explore what is available and why it's potentially important to listen to self in this moment in space. So what's so beautifully interesting right now as I'm witnessing the world where I'm at around me is that we're going through a metamorphosis, so to speak. People are starting to return to natural ways of relating to one another, to the earth, and how things used to be. And at the same time, there are still a large demographic that is inspired to do things in maybe a more quote-unquote modern way. And tonight with this segment, I really want to give the mamas and papas out there of baby to be the idea and the inspiration just to really do your own investigation. Do what's comfortable to you. Don't feel the pressure to go with a trend that's out there. And the reason I feel this is so important is because as a child is coming in to this world, it's so important for the mama to feel just at ease with the choices she's made and comfortable that no matter what happens, that she'll be taken care of. And sometimes the ego can get in there and really want to prove something or do something a certain way. And just to be gentle with yourself during this process and keep yourself open to what is possible. So with that being said, what I'd like you to do is just to sit back for a moment. We're going to listen to City and Color, and the song is called Coming Home. And if you're with child or expecting to be with child in the future, I just want you to connect to the womb, breathe in and out, and just imagine yourself and everything that you would like to do with this upcoming birth, your upcoming family, and just see what comes to you. And just think about that aspect that you and this child are coming home together. And after that, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about what is out there, what's available, and what you can do to have discernment and align with what's right for you.
I'm coming home. I've seen a castle in Wales, but I'd rather wake up beside you and breathe that old familiar smell. I never thought you could leave me. I figured I was the one, but I understand your sadness, so I guess I should just hold my tongue. But I'm coming home, I'm coming home, I'm coming home, I'm coming home, coming home. Taking chances. You told me life was a risk. I just have one last question. Will it be my heart, or will it be his? Coming home, I'm 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 coming home.
Can imagine your beautiful baby or babies coming home, and also to imagine that what a beautiful way to receive this beautiful being in your life is in peace. So something I like to reflect back with the clients I work with is that it's so important, no matter if they're having a child or if they're very ill or they're leaving, meaning they're going to pass on, is that every choice that they make, that it feels in alignment with where they're at, and they don't feel pressure to do things that other people want them to do. And I really, as I was actually preparing for my first child, I really took to heart what I wanted to do because of my studies on what my options were, and I had really a plan intact. And the hardest part about a plan is typically things don't go according to plan. Sometimes they do, but not all the time. And that's why I'm inspired to share this today to anyone that has those plans and ideas, is because when we are not open to all possibilities of whatever might happen, sometimes we can feel let down. And that's the last thing you want to feel right when your child arrives. You want to feel excited, you want to keep your enthusiasm, and be prepared just to be content with how it happened. Because no matter what, it happens exactly how it's supposed to. And the story I have to share with you is the story of my first child that was born, and I went through a natural birthing process. And after I share the story, we'll talk about what your options are. And I went through what's known as the Bradley Method, and took the time to do quite a beautiful course, and I really do appreciate all the education they have. The only thing that I did know, and be my constructive criticism to the program, and I don't know if it's still that way today, is that there's a lot of pressure to do it exactly the way they recommend. And if it doesn't go to plan, there's a lot of fear sometimes that the choices you made might harm your child. If you have to have certain interventions, it's going to affect them. And really, you know, I have two children. They both were born different ways, and they're absolutely perfect and beautiful and wonderful. And then I have clients that have had children all different ways, and their kids are beautiful and wonderful and all these things. So guide number one is don't allow all these studies and tests and statistics to scare you if you have to have a procedure that you might not be for. What you can do is use your best case scenario in every step of the way and use your discernment. Take a pause, even if you're in labor. Take a pause and make your choices. You don't need to have anything pushed upon you. So when I was pregnant with my son, I wanted this natural childbirth. I was still going to be having a hospital birth, but it was set up that I could have the natural childbirth in the hospital. And I had a really, really long labor. At first thing, they didn't believe I was in labor because I was a first-time mom. And then second of all, once I got in, the labor was not being productive. It was just not progressing as fast as they wanted. Now, this is step number one. Don't be attached to your doctor, your midwife, your doula. If something happens in the ninth hour and you have to switch or you're out of town and you get someone else, it's okay. That is just how it was orchestrated. And trust that it's going to be okay. Don't go into fear. That's the worst thing you can do. So had my doctor stayed on duty, she probably would have demanded that there was a C-section because how long it took. The doctor that I ended up with was so sweet and caring. And even though we had to go through all the song and dance to get back to the natural childbirth, he was so sweet. At the end, I only had 15 minutes to get my son out, and he said, if not, we're going to do an emergency C-section. The beautiful part is he was so sweet because he said, now you probably didn't want the episiotomy, but we're going to do it right now. And I said, that's fine. Because I wanted that natural childbirth. I wanted to have that experience. And I got it, and he came out in less than 15 minutes. So understand that you can have full idea in your head of what's going to happen. However, you never know. And people might say, oh, well, if you were at home, that wouldn't have happened. And that's not necessarily true, because the way my biology is, the way my womb is designed, it actually does not have necessarily the most productive labor because of its shape. It's in the shape of a heart. So these are things that you may or may not know about yourself, and you don't know till you cross that path. So as you're taking your exploration, as you're doing your research, as you're studying, don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. And then if it doesn't go according to plan, don't beat yourself up. Try your best just to be beforehand saying, hey, it may not go according to plan, and I'm okay with that. Prepare yourself mentally for that, because that is the one thing I noticed within the Bradley Method, is because you come together afterwards with all your babies, and a lot of people felt bad in the room because things didn't go the way they wanted. Some went perfect, some were a bigger ordeal, and then because they have taught you certain things, there's a fear that something might go wrong or your kid might have certain effects because he had this procedure or that procedure. And honestly, I can tell you from what I've witnessed that some of that may be true, but also on the other side, none of it's true. So that's number one, and to really just surrender to what will be and allow yourself to be in the practice to discern what you need every step of the way. You don't know till you're in those situations, A, how you're going to act, 2, how your partner is going to act, and 3, how the doctor, the midnight wife, the doula, the nurses, how they're going to act too, and what's going to be going on at that exact moment when it's time. So really prepare yourself for anything and everything, and trust that whatever happens is meant to happen. Now from there, you might be considering what are my options? Some people just want to go through the comfort of having a child in the hospital. They want to have their epidural. They want to have a C-section or whatever it might be. And one, don't pass judgment on anyone if you don't agree with that. Number two, if you don't want to do that and it ends up happening, again, don't put yourself down. Don't beat yourself up about it. And then start to investigate the options. So right now the trends are going back towards birth center, home births, self births, out in nature, hospital births, and still C-sections. And around the world, the birth trends are very different. There are a lot of places in the world that actually have the mother just go to a midwife. There is no hospital to go to. There's no pain medication. So all these things become relative. So imagine if you're living someplace and an epidural is not common practice, pain medication is not common practice. The psyche does something beautifully different. It actually adapts to that situation. The mind hasn't talked itself into, oh, if I get to here, then I can have that. The body goes into its mode and does what it needs to do, and there are no other options. Some people handle that beautifully. For other people, it's really hard. But either way, nature has designed the woman to give birth and many other species on this planet that it will be fine. So start with investigating what feels comfortable and make sure that both you and your partner are comfortable with the choice you made. And then in understanding that anything can happen, you could have a different midwife, you could have a different doctor, your nurses, you might not like them. So this is where I do advocate for a doula or someone that can be there as your partner outside of your partner, your spouse, or your relationship partner that can kind of manage everything, can manage the swing of emotions, can manage what's happening and help orchestrate it so it keeps everyone calm. And with that being said, you really want to take some time to really think about who you want that to be, who you have a comfortable relationship with, meaning that where it feels natural, feels symbiotic, and you have a level of trust that they'll be there by your side. I notice at the hospital, when I can be there to support a mother, that the nurses really appreciate having this extra help on hand, because they might have a full floor, and if someone has extra support like that, then they have a little bit more ease knowing that, yes, they still do their checks, they still come in and do all those things, but they have an extra pair of hands that they normally wouldn't have. And this is to great benefit to the parents. The same thing, if you're going to have a home birth and you think you can only afford a midwife, you still might seek out and see if you could find someone that can be there by your side, that's willing to do that for you. And it doesn't have to be a certified doula. It can be someone that's given birth to children before, that understands what it feels like. It can be many things. Just make sure that you have someone there that you're comfortable with. It can be your mom, your sister, all of those things. And someone that will not try to override you, will really honor what you want in every moment. And if it shifts, say you had a plan of a natural birth, but you can't tolerate the pain, then that's okay. Just communicate that to the person that's supporting you, and they then can shift and support you. They don't have to make you feel bad about it. And that's what you want to notice. Really, when you're interviewing the people to support you, from the doctor, from the midwife, to the doula or the birthing support, is that you want to make sure that there's some level of flexibility so you don't feel bad. Because after you have your baby, your hormones are adjusting. There's a vulnerability. Even if you've already had a child and you think you know it all, there's still a vulnerability because you have another child or a couple children that have to adjust, and you still have to allow your hormone levels to come into balance. So really think about this choice and see what's possible. Investigate your options and then spend some time connecting with your baby and see what they have to say. And that will lead me to my second birth with my daughter. And she did a full flip, feet first, head in my lung, in my liver, for the last 6 weeks, and was like a pencil. She was not going to have anything to do with vaginal birth. And, a matter of fact, because my uterus at this point, we knew that it was heart-shaped because of other pregnancies that I had lost, the doctor said there's no way we can flip her because of the shape of your uterus. So having some knowledge about your biology is a beautiful thing to do. So with that being said, potentially have an ultrasound to check out how your biology is created in there so you can have that awareness before you get pregnant, and then also just be willing to go with the flow with your kids because they have a say in this too. So take some time, discuss this with your partner, discuss it with the people you want to reach out to support you, and do the research on what feels intuitively right to you. I really caution against going with peer pressure, trend pressure, and certain philosophy pressure. Listen to your heart. Parenting is one of the most beautiful but profound roles you will play because it tests you on so many levels. It tests your emotional body, your psyche, it tests your soul body, and just to go easy with yourself and keep a sense of humor. So we are going to sign out tonight with a song called, I think what we're going to sign out with is Omene Padme Hum. It is by Suzanne Sterling. And as you listen to this, allow yourself to just connect to the womb, connect to the baby, and if your partner is there, just both of you put your hands on your belly and see if you can connect with the wishes of the child. And as I mentioned before, remember that nature has a beautiful way of leading us to how certain things are going to happen. In our next segment that we do on the womb in about three cycles, because we're going through birth, life, and death, we will talk a little bit more about this surrender to labor and delivery. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, a soft gaze, a full heart, and a namaste.